the ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned. Allahumma inni ataqarrabu ilayka bidhikrak wa astashfi'u bika ila nafsak wa as'aluka bijudika an tudniyani min qurbak وأن توزعني شكرك وأن تلهمني ذكرك اللهم إني أسألك سؤال خاضع متذلل خاشع أن تسامحني وترحمني وتجعلني بقسمك راضيا قانعا.
Brothers and sisters, as you have been previously with us, we were talking about this part of the divine supplication of Kumail. Allahumma inni as'aluka su'ala khadi'in mutadhallilin khashi'. O Allah, verily I ask you with the asking of a submissive, abased and lowly man, and tusamihani, to show me forbearance, وترحمني, and to have mercy on me, وتجعلني بقسمك راضيا قانعا, and to make me satisfied and content with your apportionment, وفي جميع الأحوال متواضعة, and to make me humble in every state. We said that in this part, Imam Ali alayhi salam is having four requests from the Almighty Allah. The first was forbearance. And we will try to have a closer look at the concept of forbearance through the verses of the Holy Quran and some of our traditions in this program. Hamad bin Uthman says, someone came to Imam Sadiq alayhi salam and complained about one of the Imam's disciples. That disciple came there after a while, and Imam alayhi salam asked him, why does this man complain about you? He said, he is complaining about me because I collected the money that I had lent to him to the last drachma. He meant that I took all of my money from him. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam got angry and said, do you suppose it not bad to get your money back completely? Allah has described the behavior of the believers in the Holy Quran and says, those who fear the terrible reckoning. Do you think they fear Allah's oppression on them in reckoning their deeds? No, by Allah, that they do not fear except evil reckoning. Anyone who does this has done a bad deed. Brothers and sisters, in this regard, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, beware that there are containers of Allah's mercy on the earth, which are people's hearts. The most favored of these containers are the purest, the strongest, and the most lenient ones. Favored hearts are pure of sins, strong in belief, and lenient with religious brothers. In fact, having forbearance with other people is so important and is actually, that is why it is considered as one of the conditions if the Almighty Allah, if we want the Almighty Allah to have forbearance on us.
Oh Allah, I seek to draw myself nearer to you through your invocation and I pray to you to intercede on my behalf, and I beg you by your benevolence to draw me nearer to you and grant thankfulness towards you and inspire me to remember and to invoke you. Oh Allah, I ask you begging submissively, humbly and awe-strickenly, to treat me with clemency and mercy, and to make me pleased and content with what you have granted me, and cause me to be modest and unassuming in all circumstances. Oh Allah, I beg as one whose neediness is extreme and who supplicates his knees to you and whose desire for that which is with you has become great. Oh Allah, great is your kingdom and exalted is your greatness. Your plan is secret, your authority is manifest, your might is victorious and subduing, and your power is prevalent throughout, and it is not possible to escape from your dominion. Oh Allah, apart from you, I do not find anyone able to pardon my sins, nor to conceal my shameful acts, nor do I have anyone except you to change my evil deeds into virtues.
In one of the traditions, the Holy Prophet puts this forbearance and being lenient with people equals with doing the obligatory deeds. He says, أمرني ربي بمداراة الناس كما أمرني بأداء الفرائض. My Lord has ordered me to be lenient with people as he has ordered me to do obligatory deeds. This means they are on the same level of importance. That is why for the conditions of accomplishing the deed, this forbearance and this مدارات الناس has been mentioned as one of the conditions. The Holy Prophet says, ثلاث من لم يكن فيه لم يتم له عمل. Anyone who does not have these three things has accomplished no deed. ورع يحجزه عن معاصي الله. The piety that prevents him from wrongdoing. خلق يداري به الناس. The morality that leads him to be lenient with people. وحلم يرد به جهل الجاهل. And the patience that stands against the ignorance of the foolish. So Imam Ali alayhi salam, being aware of the fact that this is one of the conditions, is asking Almighty Allah to show him forbearance, because he has been lenient towards other people in his life, and that's why he is asking Almighty Allah to have and to show him forbearance. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this program. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye. Don't let me go astray, 'cause I'm